APR commentator Steve Flowers often talks about Alabama governors, U.S. senators, and other political heavy hitters, but not every person who wields influence sits in the governor's mansion, the legislature, or Capitol Hill. Steve offers this example from Alabama's education system.
Folks, most enduring political giant in Alabama political history in my lifetime was George Wallace. Next to Wallace would be our senior U.S. senator, Richard Shelby. And thirdly, Dr. Paul Hubbard. Well, Dr. Hubbard left an indelible mark on Alabama political history. Ironically, Dr. Hubbard made his mark as a political icon by defeating George Wallace in a pivotal legislative battle at the height of Wallace's power and popularity. Wallace was asking his legislature to divert education retirement dollars to mental health to avoid a federal takeover. Wallace called the young head of the AA's office to inform him of his plan. Hubbard looked Wallace directly in the eye and said, "I'm not going to let you do that, Governor." Well, Paul Hubbard beat George Wallace. He earned his spurs in that legendary Western gun battle. That built his reputation. He went on to become the fastest draw on Gold Hill. He was an icon for over 42 years. He was so powerful that he was commonly referred to as Governor. When Hubbard left Hubbardville in 1950, his hometown was in Fayette County in Hubbardville, where he was born and raised on Christmas Day in 1935. The community was actually named for his family, who were the original and primary settlers. After he left, people asked him why he wanted to do so good in education. He said it was his ticket away from picking cotton for the rest of his life. That was similar when Bear Bryant was asked during the pinnacle of his career what motivated him to become the greatest college football coach of all time. He said, "I didn't want to spend the rest of my life plowing cotton behind a mule." Regardless of what motivated Hubbard, he became the greatest educator in Alabama history. In the course of his journey, Hubbard made the life of every Alabama educator better by his achievements. He was head of the AEA from 1969 to 2011. Paul Hubbard was the best friend every school teacher in Alabama ever had. He was a school superintendent at a young age, 33. The Alabama Education Association was a fledgling, toothless social club run by the school superintendents in the state. Over 30 applicants applied for the vacancy as head of the association. Hubbard didn't even apply. They came to him. Eventually, he acquiesced and took over the reins of a low-key AEA, and he immediately merged the all-white teachers organization with his black counterpart. He and Joe Reed were on course to make that union one of the greatest powers in Alabama politics. At that time, in 1969, there were 30,000 members. When Hubbard retired in 2011, there were 100,000 members of the AEA. Hubbard became a political kingmaker over the years. He had pumped close to $10 million into legislative races throughout the state. By virtue of this largesse, he controlled the legislature during the 70s, 80s, and 90s, the same way George Wallace did during the 60s. Hubbard and the AEA elected so many members of the legislature during the reign that many, if not most of them, owed their seat to him. Hubbard would boldly and brashly sit in the balcony of the Capitol and direct legislators' votes by pointing to his eye for a yes, to his nose for a no vote. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you.